Baba Sakar Murli, 9th December 2022. Essence, sweet children, you have come onto the field of action to play your parts. You definitely have to act. The original religion of souls is peace. Therefore, you mustn't ask for peace, but must remain stable in your original religion. Question. While knowing the predestined drama, what does the father not tell you? What is the reason for that? Answer. Although the father knows what is to happen tomorrow, he doesn't tell you. It isn't that he would tell you today that an earthquake is to take place tomorrow. If he were to tell you this, the drama wouldn't be real. You have to observe everything as detached observers. If you were to know in advance, you would forget to have remembrance of the Father at that time. In order to see the final scenes, you have to become Mahavirs. You have to remain unshakable and immovable. In order to shed your bodies while in remembrance of the Father, you have to make your stage very strong. Om Shanti. The meaning of Om Shanti has been explained to you children. People say that they want peace of mind. How can we receive that? Perhaps there is a book written about it. The Father has explained to you children. You also say Om Shanti. What is the meaning of that? Some think that the meaning of Om is God. The Father too says Om Shanti. Om means I, the soul. Afterwards, you say my body. So the soul himself says Om Shanti. My original religion is peace and my residence is the land of Nirvana, the land of peace. The soul himself gives his own introduction. I am an embodiment of peace. In that case, there is no need to ask how there can be peace of mind. The Father also says, Om Shanti. I am the Supreme Soul, the Father of all you children. I too am the resident of the land of peace. You souls have adopted bodies here in order to play your parts. Therefore, the question of peace of mind cannot arise. No one understands the meaning of Om, and this is why they continue to wander around, searching for peace of mind. When a soul is bodiless, he is peaceful. When he enters a body, the physical organs will definitely start to function. You definitely have to work on the field of action. So there is no need to write a book about peace. It is a matter of a second to understand this. The soul himself says, Om Shanti. So, what else do you need? Where would peace come from? The land of souls is the land of peace. You will not go and sit there now. You definitely have to play your parts. In the same way, there is no need for a book in order to claim liberation in life from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. This is a matter of a second. They write books on the path of devotion, not on the path of knowledge. Nevertheless, in order to explain to the people outside, you have to write the real explanation of true peace of mind and the true Gita. Otherwise, the intellect says, consider yourself to be a soul and remember the land of peace and the land of happiness, and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. However, there cannot be peace of mind here. The land of peace is the land of Nirvana, where the Father and we souls reside. They speak of the Rosary of Rudra. So, there is only the one sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. Only the Father, the ocean of knowledge, can narrate this knowledge. However, there are many types of knowledge. There is knowledge of science, knowledge of various skills, but that is in respect of interaction. People become very clever with knowledge. You children have now received the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. This is a study place, and you are taught here. The Father is the ocean of knowledge, and He has all the knowledge. He knows all the Vedas and scriptures. Only I explain what is wrong and what is right, what is true and what is false. Now, tell me what is the truth. Is it true to say that God is omnipresent? I am your Father. You could not receive any knowledge from someone who is omnipresent. You couldn't then make effort. What would he do if he were omnipresent? He himself is the master. God never becomes impure. He can depart whenever he wants. Here, souls are impure, and this is why no one can go back home. All the knowledge disappears when you become impure. Your intellects become dirty. You are unable to have yoga. There are obstacles in remembrance. Therefore, you mustn't perform sinful actions. You definitely do have to remember the Father. Your past sins cannot be cut away without the Father. It isn't that your sins will be cut away by your living at Haridwar. No. People continue to commit sin. If the sages and holy men knew that their home was the land of peace, they would go there and come back. Baba gives you visions of everything. That is, you have been there. On the path of devotion too, people have visions through divine insight. When you are in the golden age, you will see Lakshmi and Narayan with your physical eyes. They will also see you. Now you see them in visions. Baba has the key to divine vision. No one else can have that. Baba has explained that he doesn't give this key to anyone else. In return, I don't rule the kingdom of heaven. He keeps the balance equal. You become the masters of the world. I don't become that. On the path of devotion, when they have visions, that idol doesn't have any power. Baba says, I give them visions in order to fulfill their desires. Whoever they worship, Ganesh or Hanuman, etc., it is I who grant them a vision of that one. However, those people think that God is in everyone, and this is why they say that I am omnipresent. They have taken knowledge wrongly. In fact, all are brothers. There is a soul in each one. Not everyone can be the Father. All souls call out, O God, the Father, have mercy. So all are the children. When children claim their inheritance from the Father, they have to renounce the arrogance of the body. I, this soul, am claiming my inheritance from the Father. That is all. A soul cannot be called male or female. Although he may have the costume of a female, it is right to say, I am claiming my inheritance. Everyone has a right to claim his inheritance from the Father. I am a Christian. I am so and so. Are all religions of the body? There is just a soul. It is the body that changes. That is why it is said, this one is a Muslim. This one is a Hindu. The name soul does not change. The names of bodies change. The Father is the purifier, the ocean of knowledge. The praise of the Father is separate. He is the ocean of peace and the ocean of knowledge. By having yoga with him, we will go to the land of peace. That will be at this time. No one else can ever have such yoga. You know the land of peace, but you remember Shiv Baba. Sannyasis say that they are those who have knowledge of the Brahma element. They have yoga with the Brahma element, but sins cannot be absolved by them doing that. That yoga is wrong. Brahma is a place of residence. Whether you say Brahmagyani or Tattvagyani, it is the same thing. The father says, this is their illusion. Brahma cannot be the purifier. The father of souls is Shiva. He alone can be called the purifier. However, no one can return home. Everyone has to become Tamopradhan from Satopradhan. When the first number, Sri Narayan, becomes this, everyone else would also surely become Tamopradhan. They would continue to take rebirth. This should also be kept in your intellect. You know how many births those of all the other religions take. It is said of the deities that they take the full 84 births. You cannot tell accurately about the births of others. If you were to calculate it, you could tell, but there is no need. We are only concerned with our own efforts. We mustn't get involved with other matters. If you want liberation and liberation in life, then become Manmanabhava. I am the purifier. I come and teach you Raj Yoga. The purifier would definitely come at the end of the Iron Age, not in the Copper Age. There is no meaning to your just writing Shivratri. You should write Trimurti Shivratri. There is extreme darkness in devotion, and this is why they say, when the sun of knowledge rises, it would definitely be at the end of the Iron Age. There is enlightenment in the Golden Age. The Father would definitely come at the Confluence Age. It is only when everyone has become impure that the Father comes and purifies you, because everyone has a connection. Many sannyasis also ask, how can there be peace of mind? The original religion of souls is peace. Just as the people of Bharat have forgotten the deities in the same way, souls have forgotten their original religion. The soul knows that Ravan has made him peaceless. You received this knowledge at this time. You can never receive peace here. Peace can only be received in the land of peace. Everyone has to go there. We will go to the land of peace and then go to the land of happiness. Those of other religions receive a lot of peace and we receive a lot of happiness. They do not receive as much happiness or as much sorrow. These are detailed matters. Some have a very clear aim. That is enough. While living at home, continue to remember the father and the inheritance. However, you won't be able to create subjects. Those who create subjects will become kings, queens, and masters. This requires effort. It is easy to explain using projectors. Invite eminent people and explain to them. You children can benefit many. Many new methods are being invented. You can also create projector slides in English and show them to people abroad. When they see this cycle, etc., they will think that this is the philosophy of Bharat. Only the father can give this knowledge. This is spiritual knowledge. Only from the spirit do you receive spiritual knowledge. You are real doctors of philosophy. The father is the spiritual surgeon. He injects the spirits. Everything of yours is incognito. Those people sit and read the scriptures, etc., and so they are given a lot of regard. They don't consider souls to be impure. They say that souls are immune. Therefore, only you can give true knowledge. It has also been explained that renunciation is limited, whereas your renunciation is unlimited. And only the unlimited father explains it to you. That is Hatha Yoga and this is Raja Yoga. Those people try to control their physical senses with Hatha Yoga. You control your physical senses with Raja Yoga. There is a lot of difference. You now continue to become knowledgeful through the Father. However, you will become that number-wise according to the efforts you make. How much love you should have for such a Father. This love is incognito. The soul is incognito. The soul knows that he has found the Father. He is liberating you from sorrow. Baba, you have performed wonders. You come and give us knowledge every cycle, and then we forget it. The Father says, "Yes, children, I told you that this knowledge would disappear. This knowledge will not remain in the golden age. There cannot be the slightest difference in this whole drama that is created. This drama is predestined. Whatever happens, continue to observe it as detached observers. Destruction has to take place. Establishment has to take place. Continue to observe that with detachment. For instance, if an earthquake is to happen tomorrow, it isn't that I would tell you in advance what is going to happen. In that case, you would make all arrangements. Continue to observe everything as detached observers. The main thing is, remember me. Otherwise, you would even forget me. You children have to become Mahaveers. Mahaveers and Mahaveerinis. Female Mahaveers are called gods of knowledge and goddesses of knowledge. God alone teaches you yoga and makes you into Mahaveers. At the end, at the time when earthquakes take place, you will need to be Mahaveers. At present, you are effort makers. You have to remain unshakable and immovable. Together with that, if you die while in remembrance of Baba, that would be very good. Those who are unshakable and immovable in knowledge will shed their bodies while just sitting somewhere and then go and serve through their Karmatit stage. You children have to shed your bodies in a firm stage and go to the subtle region and then go down into the new world. Acha, you children always have to check your charts in order to claim your full inheritance from Baba. You mustn't develop doubt about anything and thereby stop studying. Baba repeatedly tells you, remember me and your sins will be absolved. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padam Gunar, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bab Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Don't develop doubt about anything and thereby stop studying. Make your stage unshakable and immovable. Have true love for the one Father. 2. Don't waste your time on detailed matters. Pay full attention to your intellect not becoming dirty through any action. Blessing. May you be a supremely worthy of worship soul who has the inculcation of purity in your thoughts, words, actions, relationships, and connections. Purity is not just celibacy, but it is not able to have any negative thoughts for anyone in your mind. Do not speak any such words, but have good relationships and connections with everyone. Do not let your purity be broken in any of those things, and you would then be said to be worthy of worship. So, check your foundation of purity. Remain constantly aware of being a supremely worthy of worship soul present in that temple. No waste thoughts can enter a temple. Slogan: in order to see clearly and to know your future, remain stable in your stage of perfection. Om Shanti.